I thought you guys drank blood, I said.
It's all we really need, Ortega said.
Then why do you have anything else? Ortega held up the bottle.
Life is more than mere survival. All you need is the water, after all. Why drink beer?
You ever tasted the water in this town?
He almost smiled. Touché.
I turned the plain brown bottle around in my fingers. I don't want this, I said.
The duel?
I nodded. Ortega leaned an elbow on the bar and considered me.
Neither do I. This isn't personal. It isn't something I want.
So don't do it, I said. We could both walk.
And the war would go on.
It's been going on for nearly 2 years, I said. It's mostly been cat and mouse, a couple of raids, fights in back alleys. It's like the Cold War, only with fewer Republicans. Ortega frowned and watched Mac cleaning the grill behind the bar.
It can get worse, Mr. Dresden. It can get a great deal worse. And if the conflict escalates, it will threaten the balance of power throughout the worlds of flesh and spirit alike. Imagine the destruction, the loss of life that could ensue.
So why not contribute to the peace effort, starting with this duel? Maybe we could get some beads and some fringe and make signs that say, "Make blood not war," or something. This time Ortega did smile. It was a weary expression on him.
It's too late for that, he said. Your blood is all that will satisfy many of my peers.
I can donate, I said. Let's say once every 2 months. You provide cookies and orange juice. Ortega leaned toward me, the smile fading.
Wizard, you murdered a noble of our court. I got angry.
My voice gained heat. The only reason... Ortega cut me off, lifting his hand.
I do not say that your reasons were not valid, but the fact of the matter is that you appeared in her home as a guest and representative of the council, and you attacked and eventually killed both Bianca and those under her protection.
Killing me won't bring her back, I said,
but it will slake the thirst for vengeance that plagues many of my kinsmen. When you are no more, they will be willing to at least attempt a peaceful resolution.
Damn it, I muttered and fiddled with the bottle.
Though, Ortega murmured, his eyes became distant for a moment. There might be another way.
What other way?
Yield, Ortega said. Yield to the duel and let me take you into custody. If you are willing to work with me, I could place you under my protection.
Work with you, I said. My stomach flip-flopped. You mean become like you?
It is an alternative to death, Ortega said, his expression earnest. My kinsmen may not like it, but they could not argue against it. For taking Bianca's life, you could replace it with your own.
As one of you, Ortega nodded.
As one of us.
He was quiet for a moment, then said,
You could bring Miss Rodriguez with you. Be together. She would not be a threat to you, were you both my vassals.
He put his beer down.
I think you'll find that we are much alike, Dresden. We're just playing for different teams.
I rubbed at my mouth. My instinctive reaction to Ortega's offer was one of revulsion. The Red Court vampires don't look like most would think. They look like giant, hairless bats with slick, rubbery skin. They could cover themselves with a flesh mask in order to look human, but I'd seen what was underneath the mask. I'd been exposed to it, thoroughly. I still had nightmares. I opened my eyes. Let me ask you a question.
Very well.
Do you live in a manor?
Casa Verde, Ortega responded.
It's in Honduras. There is a village nearby.
Uh-huh, I said. So you feed on the villagers?
Carefully. I provide them with supplies, medical attention, other necessities.
Sounds reasonable, I said. It's beneficial to both of us. The villagers know that.
Yeah, they probably do. I finished off the bottle. Do you feed on children?
Ortega frowned at me. What do you mean?
I didn't bother to hide the anger in my voice.
Do you feed on children? It's the safest way. The more the feeding is spread among many, the less dangerous it is for all of them.
You're wrong. We're different. I stood up. You hurt kids. We're done.
Ortega's voice sharpened. Dresden, do not lightly discard my offer.
The offer to make me into a blood-drinking monster in eternal slavery to you? Why would I want to do that?
It is the only way to keep your life, Ortega said.
I felt the anger coalescing into rage. My upper lip curled away from my teeth, baring them in a snarl. I thought life is more than mere survival.
Ortega's expression changed. It was only for a second, but in that moment, I saw furious rage, arrogant pride, and violent bloodlust on his face.
He regained his calm quickly, but traces of the hidden emotions thickened his accent.
So be it. I will kill you, wizard.
He sounded convincing. It scared me. I turned and walked to the door.
I'll be outside, I said to no one in particular, and stepped out into the late February cold.
That way, I'd have an excuse to be trembling.